AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Tornadoes that raked Tulsa during its evening rush hour have killed one person and injured others. The Tulsa County Sheriff says one person died in a mobile home park near suburban Sand Springs. Tornadoes seen elsewhere in Oklahoma, including in Moore. State Emergency Management spokeswoman Kelly Kane.
I-35, which is our main highway through the state, is closed right now in Moore due to accidents. So traffic is being routed around that area.
Some twisters also touched down in the Ozark Mountains of northwestern Arkansas. A newspaper is reporting that one of the pilots of the German Wings jet that crashed in the French Alps got locked out of the cockpit.
The New York Times is quoting an unidentified investigator as saying that the jet's voice recorder reveals that one of the pilots left the cockpit during the flight, but then couldn't get back in. The investigator told the newspaper, at first, the pilot was knocking quietly on the cockpit door, but then became more insistent, and eventually, you can hear him trying to smash the door down. There's no speculation about why the pilot inside the cockpit didn't open the door. The German Wings Airbus 320 crashed in the mountains, killing 150 people on board. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Obama has authorized U.S. logistical and intelligence support for Saudi Arabia as it launches airstrikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen. The airstrikes began Wednesday night. The rebels reported firing anti-aircraft missiles as jets struck a military base in Yemen's capital. House Republicans have passed a conservative budget that relies on nearly $5 trillion in cuts to eliminate deficits over the next decade. Republican Congressman Tom Price.
What we do is responsibly lay out a plan for a healthy economy, an opportunity economy, one that opens doors for people, doesn't subject them to the dictates of Washington, D.C.
This is AP Radio News. The Country Music Hall of Fame announces three new inductees for this year.
My baby is American.
Jim Allen of the Oak Ridge Boys says he's seen tears in the eyes of fellow Oak Ridge boy Richard Sturban only twice, when they joined the Grand Ole Opry and when they found out they're going into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Jim Ed Brown and the Browns will also be inducted, and Brown says he's been dreaming of this honor for years. Guitarist Grady Martin, who died in 2001, will also be inducted. He played in Willie Nelson's band for 16 years and on such hits as Brenda Lee's I'm Sorry and Loretta Lynn's Coal Miner's Daughter. The inductions will be later this year in Nashville. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
An announcement out of London has broken a lot of teenage hearts.
And live while we're young.
Zayn Malik says he's leaving the chart-topping boy band One Direction to be a normal 22-year-old. One Direction is currently on a world tour, and the band says it will continue with the four remaining members. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.